KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 76 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 87. Currently, radar shows some widely scattered showers over portions of northeastern Audubon County, south central and southwestern Pottawatomie County, and over portions of Union County in our immediate listening area. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the University of Iowa Athletics Department reports a dozen coronavirus cases as student-athletes return to campus. Contact tracers have been tracking down who else may have been exposed and directing them to self-isolate as well. At an event Wednesday hosted by the Corridor Business Journal, U of I President Bruce Harreld says even one positive player can sideline many more.
One positive test turns into 8 to 10 or sometimes even more in isolation. So we're starting, the math of this is getting very interesting, and it's getting difficult.
The university says it's working with local public health officials to provide testing and contact tracing as thousands of students return to campus in August. Cases in Johnson County are on the rise. The pandemic and ensuing economic crisis took a significant financial toll on the U of I hospitals and clinics. According to an estimate earlier this month, UI Healthcare lost more than $100 million since March. Harreld says halting elective surgeries was a major blow.
The bad news is when we went from 800 patients in the hospital to 500 patients in the hospital on a daily basis, we basically, probably not a very good term, but it's true, we trashed our financials.
While the hospital has resumed elective surgeries, Harreld says operations are still not back up to full capacity. Two lawmakers said Thursday that Iowa's coronavirus testing program mishandled their samples when they tried to get tested after the recent legislative session concluded. Senator Zach Walz and Representative David Jacoby, both of Coralville Democrats, said that they had traveled separately to Cedar Rapids to get tested through Test Iowa, the $26 million program touted by Governor Kim Reynolds. Both wanted to make sure they were virus-free after interacting with colleagues and the public during the session. Both lawmakers' samples were taken on different days last week. Each said that they were informed several days later that their samples were damaged or unusable and therefore had to be retested. Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports Darren Petty has filed papers to run for the Cass County Ag Extension Council. There are four positions available in advance of the November general election. Cass County naturalist Laura Canning reports the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Movie in the Park campground program next month. Canning says they'll be showing Arctic dogs at the campground shelter at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis on Friday, July 3rd, beginning at 9:30 p.m. There is no charge for the show. Social distancing is encouraged, with marked spaces for each family during the movie. And Canning invites you to come out for a great movie under the stars, bring a blanket or chairs, snacks, and dress for the weather. She says also that they may reschedule to a later date if it rains. And you do not have to be a registered camper in order to attend the program. The Adair County tourism officials are pleased to announce they have a new logo. You can take a look at it in the same story on our news page. The design is the creation of Adair County native Rachel Scheel. ACTC commissioned the logo to help market and promote the county's tourism and attractions business and print and digital media. Scheel, a 2017 Nottoway Valley graduate, says it's so cool to represent Adair County. Currently residing in Ankeny, Scheel completed her degree in graphic design at DMAC and is employed by Wee's Tees in Ankeny. Her work is familiar to the Nottoway Valley community. She's designed the graphic for the gym floor as a student and also gained recognition this summer with her winning entry in the Iowa State Fair Blue Ribbon Foundation T-shirt Design Contest. Terry Quackmadsey, ACTC chairman, says they're very pleased to have the talents of a bright young artist like Rachel available to us. She did a wonderful job creating a design that encompasses our key branding elements: rural, modern, artistic, active, peaceful, natural, and rooted in history. And, of course, our designation as Iowa's Garden County. Scheel said she tried several sketches before she settled on the design. At first, she says, I wanted to include specific landmark locations, but in the end, I wanted a more inclusive, all-inclusive logo. I grew up in Adair County, she said, with a love for the nostalgic small towns and prairies, and the prairie seemed to cover all the main components I wanted, while not resting on one particular spot. Information on events and sites to visit in Adair County can be found on the Adair County Tourism Council's Facebook page, Adair County, Iowa Tourism. Red Oak Police Reserve Officer Brad Baker says there will be a Hero Cruise Night in Red Oak on July 11th, in coordination with Paul Balcom on the Red Oak Cruise Night. The invite also has been extended to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital staff, Red Oak Rehab, Good Samaritan Society, Arlington Place employees, local fire and EMS, dispatchers, jailers, police, and sheriff's officials, along with the Southwest Iowa Squadron of Heroes, do a reverse parade. Those heroes will be lined up at 6:30 p.m. on the south side of the Red Oak High School. Again, that's on July 11th, with the crews coming through shortly thereafterward. Cruisers can line up at Chautauqua Park and follow other cruisers on the route beginning at 6:30 p.m. or do the route on their own. As the vehicles come through the high school, everyone will be socially distanced. Those in their vehicles are being asked to stay in those vehicles and simply honk and wave. Baker said the July 11th Hero Cruise Night is designed to show support for the local first-line workers for their efforts over the past few months and always. Questions or comments may be relayed to Red Oak PD Chief Justin Ramey at 712-623-6500. The Iowa DNR said yesterday the agency is working with stakeholders and agencies from across the Missouri River Basin to identify problem areas and potential solutions for flood impacts along the lower Missouri River. The study will use existing data and hydraulic models along with stakeholder input to define existing conditions and develop conceptual level solutions for identified problem areas and to develop a flood risk management plan. In 2019, runoff from the Missouri River Basin was at near historic levels all year. The unprecedented amount of runoff resulted in the lower Missouri River staying above flood stage at multiple locations for nearly 9 months, causing billions of dollars in damage to homes, businesses, agricultural production, levees, and natural resources across five states, including Iowa. The historic nature of the 2019 flood, in addition to the severe flooding over the past decade, served as a catalyst for governors across the Midwest to come together to discuss solutions for improving the resiliency of the lower Missouri River Basin. Once problem areas have been identified by state partners and stakeholders, a set of criteria will be developed to rank and prioritize them. That prioritized list, officials say, along with other relevant background information and any ideas for potential solutions, will be provided to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for further analysis. The information gathered and analysis completed will be documented in a flood risk management plan for the entire lower Missouri River, which can be used at the state and local level to help inform flood risk management decisions moving forward. To kick off the first phase of the study, the DNR is releasing a short introductory video to introduce the study in further detail and outline the schedule for seeking stakeholder input on additional problem areas. A series of virtual meetings is anticipated for late July. The project is a partnership between the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, Missouri DNR, Kansas Water Office, and the Kansas City and Omaha districts of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.